Does one need to do tshuva on bad midos? For example, anger, seeking kavod. It's not necessarily an avera. It's not a violation of an isser. It's just a bad trait. Do you need to do tshuva on Yom Kippur for such a bad midah? So the Rambam writes that Al Tomer don't say she'ain tshuva el me'aver she'ain ben ma'isa, k'gon znos v'gezel g'neva. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel says don't say that tshuva is only for averas which have actions like stealing, doing immorality. Rather, k'shem she'tzarach adam lashuv me'evu, just like a person needs to do tshuva for those who tzarach l'chapes b'deos ros she'yeshua. He needs to introspect for the bad midos, for lashuv minakas, to return to tshuva for anger. Eva, hatred, kina, jealousy, hito, joking, redifas mamon, gluttony, vakavod, sorry, redifas mamon is chasing after money, vakavod is chasing after honor, redifas amachavos, gluttony, ukiyotze ben, minakol tzarech lachzer b'tshuva. All these needs to do tshuva. And then the Rambam says, ve'elo avonos kasha me'osin sheish ben ma'isa. These, in fact, are more strict, more important, or harder to do tshuva than actions that a person does, like averis, like, you know, doing an aver, eating McDonald's, do stealing. Why? Shadam nishka be'elu, because a person gets so involved with his bad traits that kashuhu lifrosh, man, it's hard to extricate yourself from doing them. So the Rambam understands that tshuva for bad midos clearly is an obligation, the same as regular averis. And this is against the Meiri, by the way, who says that it's only with shlemus adam, it's not really part of the vidoy process. The Rambam seems to indicate they are part of the vidoy process. But asks of Hutner on this Rambam, what's the chiddush? Why for ban midos would you think that there's less of a requirement to do tshuva? So for that, the Pachad Yitzchak explains that based on Rambam and then the mikvos, that a person goes to the mikvah, it doesn't really do any physical change, but yet he becomes tar. So too, when a person cleanses his mind, his libo letahar, his heart, and he gets rid of bad machshavos, avon, v'deos, aros, therefore it also works, you know, to cleanse himself, even though there's no physical change. Again, Rav Hutner is highlighting that this is the chiddush of our Rambam, that even though there's no physical change in ridding yourself of bad midos, it's still considered tshuva. Rav Hutner builds up this concept that the main aspect of tshuva is the physical change, that you become a new person. This is the main idea of teshuva, to become a totally new person. He says this is what the Rambam means, that about tshuva is able to stand in a place that a regular person, an FFB, a from birth, can't even reach. And why? Because he's a when he, you know, is faced with sin, it's harder for him to be porish from it and kovesh es yitzro. So two questions on the Rambam, says on this Rambam, why is if the kiwai about tshuva is so great, it's because he overcomes this greater challenge before sinning. So what does that have to do with tshuva? That has to do with just refraining from sin. Rambam should have said it's greater to overcome a sin after having sinned already than never having sinned before. But the emphasis on the future sin, what the concept about tshuva? Second answer is that why does about tshuva get extra reward for not sinning? You know, very good that he doesn't sin, but, you know, it's why, and we say with from tsar agma, like, you know, it takes, you know, the harder effort that you put in, the greater reward that you get. And about tshuva definitely is greater reward. But he put himself in this bad position by sinning in the first place, which now made it harder for him to refrain from doing the sin again. So it's his own fault, says Rav Hutner. So it says the Rav Hutner is sold based on the Gemara and Yuma and the Maral, that doing tshuva is like bring a carbon in dava. It's like an optional carbon. Why is that an optional carbon? Because a person who sins is like a new person, because he's throwing off the yoke of Shemayim, and for him to do teshuva, he becomes a new person, and it's as if any carbon that he brings is just like simply a nedava. It's not a obligatory, you know, carbon, because he doesn't have to bring a carbon, because his prior sins are forgotten, and as if they're not there when he becomes a new person. And so this answers up our two questions. That's why with Fum Tzara Agra, that he gets reward for his effort, because his prior deeds, he didn't put himself into that situation of doing those prior bad deeds. He's a new person now. And this also explains why, you know, the first question of the Rambam, why it's so great that he he's overcoming challenges. It's not just because he's simply refraining from sinning again. It's because he's a new person. He's a Baal Tshuva. He's a new, complete new person. So again, the Rav Hutner focuses on this concept of a person doing tshuva is through, he becomes a new person, and therefore this new person requires a physical change, and therefore you would have thought that if you just simply change your bad midos, not such a big deal, because you're not doing such a physical change. But I was thinking it's just the opposite. Maybe what the Rambam is telling you, that this concept of midos raos, that's a highest level of tshuva. That's not it's not like a bigger chiddush that there is tshuva for those. That's the main tshuva. The higher level of tshuva is doing tshuva even on bad midos, not only for averus. Now that fits very nicely with a lot of aspects of the Rambam, because Rav Sternbach points out that bad midos are more strict because they're tmidi, they're more constant. In fact, the Rambam uses the language of chipush. You have to introspect to get rid of bad midos. You know, this is a deeper type of teshuva. It also explains why the Rambam leaves this halacha for the end of Perek Zayin. So everyone asks, why does Rambam leave this halacha about midos, doing tshuva for midos, to Perek Zayin? You should have talked about it in Perek Aleph. Answer is no, because, you know, up until now, he was talking about the basic level of tshuva. Then he gets into Perek Zayin, it's a higher level of tshuva. Right before the prophet, I talk about Olam Haba, a person who's really reaches that full level of shlemus is able to fix up his midos. That is the highest level. And what better time to do that than during the Seres Yemei Tshuva, says the Rinas Yitzchak, when Hashem has mercy during those days, and we try to emulate Hashem, so we try to have mercy as well.